95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, man, what's up?
What's up?
How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm just living.
You know, it's a little warm today. I'm a little disappointed because the Gimme 5 I had actually planned like on Monday because it was starting to get so cold.
Right.
So it's cold songs today. Because you know, it's going to keep getting
colder. Let's go with it anyway.
Yeah, let's go, because it's going to only get colder. But it is a nice day, I mean, temperature-wise. It's ugly.
What?
Horribly ugly.
Listen to you. It's a nice day outside.
I'm liking the temperature today, yeah.
What happened to Eeyore? Where'd he go?
I guess he's not hungover today. That helps.
Wow.
He's not as angry today.
You should try that more.
No.
Okay.
Nah.
We're going to talk about, on the program today, lame rewards for good deeds.
Oh, so you did something right, and then you got something crappy.
You got a reward, and it was like, what?
Why bother?
Really? That's it?
I wanted a lot.
That's the 4
for my
hour.
Good deeds.
Jump rope in the penis we're going to talk about, and
excuse
then also
me?
When poodles attack.
Well, I haven't done that for a long time. Oh, poodles attack.
Yeah.
That's always dangerous.
That's coming up. Plus, the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Oh, hey, by the way, would you say hello to my little friend?
Hey, how you doing?
Julio.
Hey, Julio.
That's Julio. He actually called the morning show this morning. I don't know if you heard that, but we've been looking for that that one-word movie title.
Yes, we have.
For a long time, and this went down. They had a guest.
First, say hello to Brad Williams for your guest.
You know that guy.
Yeah, Brad, yes.
Yeah, he was hanging out with them this morning.
How you doing, Brad?
Hey, buddy. Julio, I'm looking at the answer right now.
Now, you know, they took a different tact in the morning.
Okay.
Well, you'll hear. I think maybe we should do this to help people out.
All right.
This might help.
I'm using telekinesis. I'm sending it to you. I want this money. Come on. You can do this, Julio.
All right, Julio. We're looking for a popular 80s movie with a one-word name in the title. It's not Spaceballs and it's not Rambo. What is it?
Did you know that Brad had these kind of powers?
I didn't.
He could send
I haven't
words.
Heard any proof yet of these powers.
I think maybe we should like have Brad on and have him help people out with this contest. But here's what happened.
Okay, I'm going with say hello to my little friend, Scarface.
Long pause.
It's Scarface!
Yeah! Woo!
You did it, Brad. The telekinesis.
Yes.
You are magic.
You are. Dwarf head.
I knew it.
He said.
It was Scarface. Well, there you go. That's what happened. Scarface. All this time. That's
how
what
much
people were
did he
for.
Win?
$6,800.
Wow.
But they've been playing since 8 o'clock this morning, so it's already up to $1,400.
All right.
So we got a chance between now and four to win, like Julio, our little friend.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I told you a lot of weird stories on this program.
That's true. There have been one or two.
I have two this hour that are unbelievable.
Nice.
First one right now. A pack of 10 frenzied poodles.
Poodles?
Big poodles? Swarmed Trinidad beachgoer.
Okay. Wow, what? They just didn't.
A 13-year-old corgi and her owner were viciously attacked Tuesday by a pack of poodles.
Were they big poodles or little ones?
I don't know.
I hope they're little ones, because that would be really weird. Big ones make sense.
Catherine Burleson was walking her dog, Emma, and was with a friend at the beach.
Emma's a bad dog.
Really? You know that?
Oh, my God.
She asked for it?
Oh, my God.
When a pack of 10 standard poodles...
Oh, there you go. So fairly large.
Jumped out of a car about 50 feet away and ran toward them.
Who's got 10 damn big poodles in their car?
And why would they just... open the door.
It might be like a nightmare, you know? You're looking up the beach and you see this car and all of a sudden, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You might start falling asleep, counting poodles jumping.
Burleson said she reached down to pick up Emma, who was so scared that she'd wiggled out of her harness.
No, Emma's a good dog.
Within seconds, the pack was on top of them.
Yowza. What the hell?
They jumped us, she said. We were at the bottom of a pack of 10 snarling, biting dogs.
She had been flipping them off as they drove by.
Now,
What
do you think happened next? Whatever it is, you're not going to guess.
Work that into your equation. A cat came along and scared them all. The poodles were terrified of the cat.
It's not bad.
No?
It's not bad.
Really? Okay. What happened?
Burleson felt her finger being bitten. This is the woman now.
Right.
Felt her finger being bitten.
Right.
And she looked over... and it was the owner of the poodles.
Wow. So they were all on meth.
The poodles jumped out of the car and went to attack.
The owner was on meth.
And he got out of the car and ran over and bit her, too.
Bath salts. Oh, the dogs don't like her. Clearly, she's a terrible person.
I guess.
I better join in the fray.
What?
Wow.
How is this possible?
How did they finally get all these psychos off of her.
Other people saw
dog.
What was going on and they came and got involved.
Get out of here. Stop it. Come on. What the heck, you guys?
Why is the
trying
owner,
to have a nice day?
His 10 dogs
wow.
are biting her.
What's he got 10 dogs in a car for, first of all? Any vehicle.
Well, I was thinking maybe it was a dog walking type situation, a dog walker or something like that, but they usually have...
Sure.
They usually have
good control.
Yeah, leashes and stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't usually
But he
them.
Jumped out of the car and ran
Why
and bit
he,
her too.
Why?
I don't know.
Can we call her? We need to telephone her. Ask her what the hell.
Well, I don't think she knows. She was just getting bitten.
Yeah.
It was the guy. It was the owner of the dogs that bit her on the hand that everybody is so confused
they
about.
They really hate corgis, this whole group. They just don't like that dog.
I don't know. The
Poor
guy
dog.
Didn't
Poor
bite
Emma.
The dog. The guy bought the
Was she okay?
Bit the girl.
The dog okay?
The dog was fine.
Emma's fine.
Yes.
Okay, good.
The owner had a lot of injuries.
Oh, because she was protecting Emma.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
One
that's
of which
nice.
Is a human bite on her finger. All right, I don't love this next story, I'm going to be honest. But a lot of you sent it to me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I'd like to share the weight of...
the burden?
The burden of this story is heavy, and it's a lot, and it's your fault that I'm telling
Poor
you.
Poor Los Angeles. What have they done to deserve this? What have I...
They
well,
sent
I've done
me
plenty.
The story.
Not all of them.
Yeah, all of them.
Some of them were very nice and didn't. They deleted it.
Man gets jump rope stuck in bladder after shoving it into his penis.
I didn't see this. I saw the X-ray.
You saw it, didn't you?
I did. I can't unsee
Turn
it.
Turn on my machine. I'm going to need some sound effects here. 79-year-old Japanese man managed
well,
to get...
Whoa, hold on. He's 79? I figured he'd be 21, 18.
Right? Like stupid 79. Age.
79.
79 years old.
Oh, dude.
Managed yep. to get a 90-inch jump rope. That's over 7 feet.
What?
Yes.
7 feet of jump rope.
Stuck in his bladder after allegedly shoving the rope into his penis. Now.
Why? Why? Have you ever had anything?
I've looked through this whole story for a why, and there is no why.
Oh
I don't. I can't imagine unless you're crazy.
You're totally crazy. Have you ever had anything jammed in
yes,
there?
Yes, I have, and it's the
Me
most painful
too.
Thing
it is.
In the world.
It is.
Now, I know that we don't have babies, so we're going to say, okay, you get that as number one.
What?
Having something shoved in your penis?
Oh.
That's a solid number two. Don't argue. That's not good.
And kidney stones, that's
sure.
number three. But number two is definitely there because I've had cameras rammed in there.
I don't know that we need that. Kind
and
of
it wasn't
you're
for
making,
fun.
You're making the story worse.
It wasn't for fun. This guy's doing it for fun.
The unidentified man, that's sons of bitches, I want to know his name, inserted the rope through his urethra.
In it goes.
However, the handleless rope,
oh,
it was a jump
I
rope, but there was no handles
that.
On
oh,
it,
okay.
became tangled and stuck in the man's bladder. So he goes to the doctor and he says, hey, I'm having trouble peeing.
I got a weird problem. I can't imagine what's wrong.
He didn't tell them.
I can't imagine what's
wrong.
He said
I couldn't pee. And so they did some tests and they were like, hey, there's a seems to be like a giant rope in your bladder.
Doctor's in love. Great Klein. He said, doctor, I can't pee. How old are you? 79. You've peed enough.
It was then the man admitted what had happened.
Really?
Although he did not explain why.
Yeah, and you got to see the X-ray. It's disturbing.
I just posted it because all of you sent it to me, so F you as well. An X-ray then revealed that the object was a wire-like coiled foreign body. According to doctors, there was no way to remove the rope the way it went in, so they had to perform surgery.
There's no way to pull it back out.
That would have been... not worse. It couldn't have been worse.
Couldn't have been worse.
It
I mean,
just
what's
have been.
What? 7 feet. When you get to the first, I don't know, 3.5 feet, aren't you going, okay?
No, I'm not starting with 1 inch. No.
How? He's 79. Was he wasted?
I don't know. It doesn't say, and it doesn't make any mention to he was had dementia or anything like that.
Even for procedures.
Because
they
he
did...
went to the doctor. They asked him. He had logical
right.
conversations with them.
Right. Right.
And then they had to...
For, procedures, they give you lots of drugs. They
right.
make it somewhat more bearable. And it's horrible!
Right.
Let alone...
But having said that, if this was me, I would say, listen, while I'm under, just put me down.
Yeah.
I've lived my life.
Finish me off. I don't need to be here anymore.
I've lived a good life. I have 7 foot of jump rope that I put in my penis.
And they're going to be talking about it on radio stations all over the world, having a good LARP.
It's over for me. Just put me down. 90 inches.
7 feet of jump rope. How's it? That does not go in there, sir.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
That's a fact.
It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Yo.
So let's talk about rewards, because when you do something nice, you sort of expect a little something, something.
Oh, like if you find someone's wallet and you track them down and you give them back the wallet without stealing most of the money.
Yeah, exactly.
I see. Yeah, you should get the rest of the money.
Kind of all the money, but okay, listen.
But you should get the rest of the money, right, when you show up with it.
There was a guy named Anur G who was on his way home from visiting his mother when he saw a piece of paper fluttering to the ground.
Uh-huh.
He picked it up and he saw that it was a crossed out check for $4,631,538.
A $4 million plus check?
Made out to Haribo, which is the company that makes little gummies.
Gummies. You like the weed gummies or just regular gummies?
Regular gummies.
Wow. Yeah. A $4 million check just blowing in the wind.
Yep.
Okay, all right.
He contacted the company.
Hey, did you lose a check?
And they sent him to legal, and the legal told him, hey, go ahead and destroy that. And then the guy took a picture of him destroying it and then sent it to them as proof.
Cool, all right, nice and of him. So he didn't run down to the bank and go, I dropped my check here.
I don't think he could have cashed it.
I suppose not, but some people would definitely try and do something with it.
Haribo then sent a thank you gift box.
Oh, nice.
Which included 6 packs of their gummies.
What did this cost, 35 cents?
Pretty much.
Hey, look, thanks for that $4 million assist.
They're pretty good gummies.
Sure, but wow. Why send anything?
I don't know.
That's, when that kind of thing happens, it's like, they give you $5 and you just found $100,000.
Hey, here's $5.
Yeah.
Why do anything? I mean, he probably would have been happier if he hadn't got the gummies. That's probably how this came out.
The man said the reward was, quote, a bit cheap. So we want to hear your stories of really lame rewards for something good you did.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I mean, you're not supposed to expect anything anyway.
No.
But if they kind of go out of their way to not go out of their way.
Yes,
thank
exactly.
You. Yeah.
Exactly.
I want to hear about
818-955 KLOS. Maybe you would have done it anyway.
Right.
But the reward was absurd.
Once you actually got the fruit of your labor.
You know what? Thanks for that $4.6 million check. Here's a gummy. Good luck. 818-955 KLOS. Talking about you probably should have gotten a reward for something you did.
Yeah, you went out of your way, you helped someone out, you found something, you returned it, and they gave you squat.
The reward wasn't great.
Yeah.
You had one of those?
Yeah, hey, I drove a coworker to the airport, and I got $2 for it.
$2?
How far was the drive?
A Long Beach to LAX in rush hour traffic.
Wow, he gave you, why even give you two $1 bills? Why give you anything?
Exactly.
Right?
A coworker. Right. Exactly. But I tormented him for months afterwards.
Sure.
$2.
So $2! Listen, that was worth it then.
Yeah.
It actually gave you something to torment him for months.
$2!
Pleasure.
Worth it.
Well, it was nice of you not to push him out when you came to pick him up again, push him out on the freeway somewhere.
You don't even want to know what he gave me on the way back. Two apples from some stupid state in the middle of the country.
Hilarious.
Wow.
Even worse.
He's the cheapest coworker ever. Dude, thanks for calling, man.
Two apples
and $2.
KLOS, hello.
From the 1800s?
Hi, I was calling regarding the story about cheap rewards for finding money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happened to you?
Well, I was in a pub. This was in the 80s, before cell phones, and I was on the payphone, and I look up top of the payphone, and there's a wallet sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I open up the wallet, and there's like $2,700
bills
inside this wallet. Wow. $2,700 bills. Look, there's the guy's license. And sure enough, there's the guy sitting across the bar. So, being a good Samaritan, I went over. I said, I think you left this on top of the phone over there.
I think you left $700 on top of the phone.
His reward, he bought me a drink.
Wow. A drink.
I thought I should have got a little more than that.
But was it
no kidding.
It was like a soda or a water. It wasn't even alcohol.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, you had to have probably been about the only person in that bar that would have walked across with it and told him anything. Most everybody else would have just bolted for the door.
I was thinking about it, and I don't know. I feel better now that I gave it to him.
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
And you had a drink. You had a beverage.
You did the right thing, but, you know, it seems like he could have.
Of course, light. He could have at least.
I saved you $2,700 and you got me a light beer? You bastard.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude. 818-955-KLOS.
You did something nice for somebody, and the reward was underwhelming. We're talking about you did something and deserved a reward and didn't really get one.
Yeah, this is all because some guy found a $4 million check from the company that makes gummy bears and made sure that it got dealt with, and they sent him six little packs of gummy bears. That
some was gummies.
$4 million.
Yeah.
Here's 39 cents worth of gummy bears.
Sure. KLOS, hello.
Hello, KLOS?
Hey. Yes, yep. Hi.
Yeah, hi. Am I caller 13 for the movie, 80s movie?
We are not doing that, and the 80s movies contest is already over. It was Scarface. Somebody won it this morning, and we're on to something else.
Wow, that's a lot of information.
We'll play it later on this hour.
Yeah, good luck.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, thank
all
you.
All about the cheap reward?
Yes.
So, a number of years ago, I'm out changing water meters, find this dude's wedding ring.
Wow.
So I go knocking on the doors right there in front of the place where I found it. Lady answers the door. She says, "You found that wedding ring?" And I'm like, "Yeah, why? I want to return it." She goes, "Long story, make it short. The dude that lives in the apartments behind us got in an argument with his wife and took it off and threw it. Told the kid to give him $20 if they found it."
Hilarious.
So me being the good dude, I take it back up there, knock on the door. The wife answers the door. I said, "Are you missing a ring?" And she said, "Yeah." She described it. I gave it to her. She's like, "Oh, my God, thank you, thank you, thank you." The douchebag is coming down the hallway. And he said, "Can I help you?" I'm like, "Yeah, I just returned some guy's wedding ring." Turns out it was him. He didn't say, "Thank you, let me buy you a beer," nothing.
Where's that $20? He said $20.
Yeah, exactly.
What a jerk.
You bastard.
Oh, I hope she ended up leaving him, man.
No kidding.
Clearly, he's a
kid.
Who takes off their wedding ring and throws it hard enough,
stupid people,
far enough to you can't find it?
He was a dumbass.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
She was a smoking hot number.
Really?
So did you go back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you need to keep popping by and see if he's not there anymore.
Yeah. Okay. All right, fellas, take
right on, dude.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, man.
Hey. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing, you degenerate?
We're good.
Hey, so I'm on the way to a job site and I see six big ass boxes.
Yeah.
And I get to the job site, I tell one of my coworkers, I say, "Hey, there's these boxes on the side of the road." And he said, "I'm going to make a call." And he makes a call, but the guy tells me, "All right, if they're still there and we get them, you get one box for sure. You're going to get a box." About an hour later, I see a group of guys roll up with the trucks, with those boxes. So they end up being big table saws worth some money, you know? I'm thinking, okay, cool. Where's my box at? And then I texted him about it, and he goes, "They're already all sold."
Sold
before I could even get them.
Come on. Why do people say they're going to do something and then don't? That's the worst. I hate that.
That is the worst.
Like, come on.
You did the right thing.
Yeah, you did, but.
You met those a-holes.
Fat load of good, did you?
I was like, you shouldn't have said anything. Damn.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow. You would have ended up cutting yourself with that saw somehow if you had taken it.
You know, karma would have been.
Right?
Yes, it would have.
Dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You did something nice. You deserved a reward. What? We're talking about lame-ass rewards. KLOS, hello.
Well, I was actually a bartender at one point, and I hooked up these guys with a bunch of free drinks, $200 tab, and they tipped me $0. But the one guy that signed the tab left his phone number for me to call him.
Wow! What an idiot!
Wow!
Well, what's his phone number? Let's give it out on the air.
You would think that somebody who won it was hitting on you would give you a big tip.
Clue.
And then ask for your phone number. Wow.
You would think.
Oh, my God.
Good times. Is he your husband now?
No. Okay. I definitely did not call him.
Okay, all right. Good. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Lame.
Hey. What's up?
Happening?
Talking about you did something that deserved a reward.
And you got nothing. Or something cheap.
Oh, you're not... you can't believe this one.
All right, let's hear it.
I went down to San Juan Capistrano, the coach house.
Mm-hmm.
And I drive my old truck down there. What I see in front of me, bunch of people in a limo, high-centered on the driveway.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so luckily I have a tow bar,
mm-hmm.
or a tow rope. I hook it up. I pull them out. We go in to see Cinderella inside coach house.
Nice.
And the saps don't buy me a beer or nothing.
Ah, man, really?
Nothing.
So, I was like, are you kidding me?
You're in a freaking limo. You buy beer, you buy the booze all night for this dude.
Exactly.
Wow. Weak. Yeah. Weak.
That hurts. Come on, people, step it up.
Yeah, seriously.
I hope they're listening.
I do too.
And they feel horrible.
Well, you know what? I won't play Cinderella for them. Well, I might play it for you. I'm so confused now. I don't know what to do.
I don't think.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Right on. Take care.
Bye. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you. Weak rewards?
Oh, yeah. Awful. So, I went to Vegas for my son's 5th birthday. He loves the lights and, you know, the pools and all that stuff.
Right.
And this was July 15th. We were there from the 13th to the 16th. We're coming back, taking the 95. And we see someone walking on the other side of the road. And we're like, dude, it's 120 out. Let's just pull around, give them the water and electrolyte we have.
That's nice.
So we turn around, and when we pull up...
Sounded like that was going to be
Whoa,
a cool
what
story.
Happened? It just went on hold. Whoop.
Yeah, you put me on hold. What the hell?
Yeah, that was really weird.
Don't know. We didn't touch anything, but
yeah, go ahead.
We willed it. We just willed it to happen.
Right. I know, right? So we pull up behind the lady, and she turns around, bawling her eyes out. Turns out her ex-husband had ditched her on the side of the road.
Oh, my man. God.
What happens in Vegas?
Yeah, right. Well, they were coming back from the lake, and all they had were beer and soda.
Oh,
so, and on top of that, she had one shoe on. So my fiance immediately threw her shoes off, gave her shoes. We sat her in my car, turned AC on, full blast and stuff. And eventually the ex actually came back a half hour after we were there with her. So she had already been outside for an hour at that point.
Right.
And they left together. We made sure she was okay. 2 days later, we tested positive for COVID.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's a reward.
The worst reward.
Yeah. We didn't take anything from her. Like, we weren't.
Right. Yeah, you did. You took COVID.
Yeah, right? I guess so.
Give me five songs in a row
with Kevin and Sligo.
Who the hell are they? So have you turned your heater on yet this year, young Kevin?
I have.
You know that smell of dust every year? I kind of like it. It's
Do
sort
you?
Of weird. Yeah, because it means, the weather's getting colder.
The weather's
colder.
Getting cooler. Yeah.
I sort of like that.
I'm not a fan.
Really? Of the dust? Wow, it's really good for your system.
I love the dust. I don't understand liking that.
So it's all about cold songs. Songs about cold, because it's finally upon us, except for today. 818-955-KLOS, or you can hit us up at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter. How I love waking up now in the middle of the night and I'm cold. Instead of like really hot and got to put the fan on.
I do like it cold at night.
Yeah, that's so much better. So
yeah,
that's what we're
true.
Doing. Give me five cold songs. And right when we started playing that song right there from Foreigner, this guy called and asked for it.
Oh, my God.
Nicely done.
We felt you. We knew it.
Hey, man, anybody who's been there knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, dude, seriously. No joke. Right on, man. What's your name?
Dave, Orange County.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Yep.
Hello, KLOS.
Hi. I want to hear a song by Kiss called Cold Gin.
That sounds delicious. Yes, please. Who are you?
Philip from San Pedro.
You got it. Here it comes on KLOS.
Oh, you guys are great. Thanks a lot.
Okay, well, let me do that one. Elton John tickets and Smashing Pumpkins and Jane's Addiction tickets to hand you sometime between now and 6, so don't wander off.
Right now we're doing Give Me 5. The theme is cold, and Mariah won Snowblind from Black Sabbath.
Nice one. Good one. And I also think I got to enjoy...
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Told you a story about a group of 10 poodles that attacked a woman and her little dog.
Fortunately, the little dog was fine, but nobody can figure out what the hell was going on with the damn poodles.
While she was being attacked, then she felt her finger being bitten.
And it wasn't one of the dogs.
It was by the owner of the 10 dogs, biting her, attacking her with the dogs.
That was one of the weirder stories you've brought into the class.
Not as weird as an 87-year-old guy sticking 90 inches of jump rope in his penis and had to get it surgically removed.
Oh, that was terrible.
So you got that going for you. And your next chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is tomorrow at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
It'll be worth $2,000. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
One can forget how hard the pumpkins rock.
Correct.
Damn.
They're playing tonight at Honda Center. We have tickets for you if you'd like to go to see them and Jane's Addiction Saturday at the Hollywood Bowl or Elton John tomorrow night at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, your choice if you call her 13 818-955 KLOS. We'll also talk to caller 14. See if they'd like the other pair of tickets. So call now and good luck.
All right, we have tickets for Elton John tomorrow at Dodger Stadium. We have tickets for the Smashing Pumpkins and Jane's Addiction Saturday at the Hollywood Bowl.
Nice. Awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, it's Paul.
Paul, you're caller 13.
Are you kidding me right now?
Not kidding you.
That means you get your choice of Smashing Pumpkins and Jane's Addiction tickets, or would you rather go see Mr. Elton John?
I want to go to Elton John.
Elton John. Nice. Hold on a second, will you?
I will absolutely do that.
KLOS, who's on this line?
This is John. How are you?
John, guess what?
What?
We have tickets for you to see Smashing Pumpkins and Jane's Addiction.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Thank you. That's awesome.
Saturday night at Hollywood Bowl.
Really, thanks to Paul. Say hi to Paul.
Paul, thanks. Hey, thanks for taking the Elton John tickets. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Hey. You're welcome.
We have your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. If you call right now, be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
It's up to $1,400, and you can play with us. Good luck. 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13 right now. Wow!
That's not the right one.
Not the right one. That's the
that was
one
the wrong button. Hold, we'll get it.
Yeah, eventually.
Let us get this.
Yeah.
You stay where you are.
You sit there and enjoy while we hit this. The name game, the name game. You're the professional.
Listen, we're drunk. All right. To give away $1,400 KLOS, who is this?
This is Chris.
Chris, you're caller 13.
That's awesome. Been trying for weeks.
Excellent. You're playing the KLOS $100,000 name game. Right now we're looking for the name of an element you'd find in the periodic table.
And I have $1,400 in chips sitting on the table.
Sweet.
Let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were gold and aluminium, or aluminum if you're American.
Yeah.
So what do you got for us?
Well, I used to work as a chemist.
Same.
So I'm thinking, how about lithium?
Lithium. I like that channel. That's channel 34 on Sirius XM. And a Nirvana song. But not the right
one. That's a great song, yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, well, thanks for... that was fun. Let me get through.
Excellent.
All right, thank you.
If you watch, do you ever watch Avenue 5?
No.
Very entertaining show about a spaceship lost in space, basically, and the world is running out of lithium, according to them. Very interesting.
You're making that up.
Concept.
All right, listen, next hour, the game is worth $1,600.
So study up on your periodic table.
Have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas.
Sure, but when?
Right now.
Oh, yeah! Woo!
We'll take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You get to play.
You might win yourself $1,600. Good luck.
Slego just started talking before turning on his own mic.
No, I don't believe that's true at all.
If you've been playing the $100,000 name game, the last couple of days we've been talking about an 80s movie.
Yes.
Somebody won it this morning with Heidi and Frank and Brad Williams.
Right at, Brad Williams is here.
And it was Scarface.
Scarface for $6,800. Julio nailed it. First thing in the morning, he woke up and he won himself $6,800.
Right now we have $1,800.
Yeah.
Let's play this.
All right. The name game. The name game. By the way, you lied. It's $1,600.
What did I say?
I don't know. Some crap. $1,600. That's what we have right this second. Possibly for you. Who are you?
This is Jim.
Jim, you're caller 13.
Oh, awesome.
Nay, do you know the periodic table? Because I don't even know what it is, honestly.
It's just a bunch of numbers and letters.
That's
and
true. Stuff.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
Yeah. That's that damn schooling stuff.
We are looking for the name of an element you'd find in the periodic table.
And right now, the amount is up to 1,600. The last couple of guesses were lithium and aluminium, or aluminum, if you prefer. So what do you got for us?
I'm going to try zirconium.
Zirconium. Hey, that's that stuff cheap rings are made out of, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I buy my wife all the time.
Oh, buzzer man.
That's not it.
Damn, buzzer man.
Can I try again?
You can try next hour.
Yeah, next hour. Oh, it'll next be worth hour. More money then.
Call next hour. It's worth $1,800.
Yeah.
Okay.
The name game. What's that now? Got that one for like $100,000 altogether?
Here's the KLOS $100,000 name game, yes.
Wow.
We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 at the two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. Be caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
Why are you?
Well, I don't know, man. I don't feel very good. I think I better take tomorrow off.
No, you're hilarious.
Yeah, I think I can't. I'm having eye trouble. I can't see coming into work tomorrow.
Yeah, you're hilarious. You're so funny.
Oh, let's do this.
About the 80s movie was Scarface.
That's right.
They got it this morning.
Yeah, it was Julio got it for $6,800 earlier this morning.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
This is Bart from Hysteria.
What's up?
You're caller 13.
Oh, right on.
So you get to play our precious little game. Do you know what's going on with it right now?
Yes, I do.
All right, we're looking for the name of an element you'd find in the periodic table.
And the last couple of guesses were zirconium and lithium, which were incorrect. So for $1,800, what say you?
Tin.
You're saying tin.
Yes.
Ah. Well, the Tin Man never gave you nothing that you didn't
don't even,
already.
Don't even. Ah. Nope. I'm going to just buzz you for that.
Sorry, buddy. Good guess, though. That's a nice one. I like that.
Thank you, guys.
Right on, man. Take care. So tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
It will be $2,000.
One of my least favorite songs ever recorded, Starship's We Built This City, hit number one on the U.S. Billboard charts on this day in rock in 1985. Texas multi-billionaire David Bonderman hired the Rolling Stones on this day in rock in 2002 to play his 60th birthday party. Beatles music finally became available on iTunes on this day in rock in 2010.